Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with Community Comment. Today I want to speak to some of the paranoia that we continue to see about what the federal government will or won't do. And the news on this involving Attorney General Sessions and others got a lot of play, but it's not new news, and he didn't say that federal forces are coming into Humboldt County. He didn't say that they're going to take on everything that's going on. It wasn't said. So the paranoia is misplaced. And I'm speaking as a person who doesn't like what California did in its marijuana laws, who believes in the supremacy of the federal law over state law. But it's legal in California. That's the law. This was the decision of the people. I may not like it, but that's how it was done. So the issue here is that federal prosecutors won't take on small-time marijuana cases, despite the decision to lift an Obama-era policy that discouraged U.S. authorities from cracking down on the pot trade in states where the drug is legal. This is from Attorney General Jeff Sessions. They don't have the resources to take on what they call routine cases, and they're continuing to focus on drug gangs and larger conspiracies. These comments came after the Trump administration in January threw the legalization movement into uncertainty by reversing the largely handoff approach. The Obama-era policy allowed the pot trade to flourish, with 8 states legalizing marijuana for recreational use. But people in California became concerned. According to Sessions, he said, "I'm not going to tell Colorado or California or someone else that possession of marijuana is legal under United States law. That only makes sense. It isn't. And for those who are advocates, get over it. I'm not going to do anything to cause greater pieces," according to what he's saying, in terms of their involvement. "Of particular interest are problems that federal authorities have tried for years to tackle, like illegal marijuana growing operations on national parklands and gangs that peddle pot along with more harmful drugs. Those are the kinds of things that each one of the U.S. attorneys will decide how to handle. They still have discretion, and they will use it. The Trump administration's taken a very tough approach on drugs, so it shouldn't be entirely surprising. Federal policy for years has been to allow for discretion on the part of U.S. attorneys. Even in California, different U.S. attorneys in different parts of the state have different policies in terms of what they do involving prosecution of marijuana cases." I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.